I'm Jean Thackeray, and I'm going to read a letter that I wrote to Dean Thackeray about Ted, my late husband, on April the 29th, 1996. Ann Barry sent me a copy of your draft on my late husband, Ted Thackeray. Thank you for doing my work for me, for cobbling together such a splendid sketch with only the aid of the New York Times obituary, Who's Who, etc. You will note that I made some corrections and slight changes. Number one, 24 October 1980 is the accurate date of Ted's death. Note, New York Times obituary written 25th October 1980, the day after his death. Ted Thackeray Jr. gave me a corrected date of his mother, Ethelyn's, birth, 1st of August, 1902. 3. Ethelyn died the 7th of July, 1961. This date I remember well because we elected not to marry while Ted's first wife was alive. We married a few months later, in 1962. 4. Only one child was born to Ted and Ethelyn, Theodore Olin Thackeray Jr. 5. Jane was a daughter of Betts, and Ted adopted her after they returned to the United States from China. 6. Ted's entry into the military was 1916. He was 15, going on 16 when he enlisted. 7. Ted went to the Cleveland Press as managing editor, but was soon made editor-in-chief. Because of his military service and newspaper experience, Roy Howard thought Ted was considerably older. When the announcement of Ted's promotion was made and Roy Howard learned that he was only 23, he was shocked and somewhat embarrassed, but he decided to turn his misjudgment of age into a public relations asset by advertising that other bright young generalists, too, could look forward to a wonderful future with Scripps Howard, etc., etc. 8. I simply deleted the George Becker reference because it seems extraneous. 9. Ted, a political liberal, was never a communist. He was rather an ardent believer in and defender of the ideals, rights, and concepts of democracy as he understood them and fought passionately for them all his professional life. He would not want to pass along that erroneous label in a family history, a publication intended for posterity. It is impossible to capture the spirit of Ted Thackeray in a necessarily brief sketch for a family record. He was a man of such such personal and professional integrity and a man of extraordinary brilliance. However, the inspiration he gave others was not from his great mind, but from the unfailing kindness and deep warmth for mankind. The richness of his experiences tempered with his life. The richness of his experience tempered his life with a magnificent toleration of others' viewpoints, and he used that quality to bring out the best in others. He had a wonderful self-deriding sense of humor that kept it on track and carried him through some difficult periods in his life. His vibrant presence, insatiable curiosity, broad interests, optimistic nature, and polished good manners made him a delight in any company. In short, Ted Thackeray was the kindest, most elegant man I've ever known. If you want to use any of the information I've written or that I have enclosed, feel free to do so. I simply want to give some kind of substance to this wonderful man to whom I was privileged to be married for some 18 and a half years. I am enclosing the corrected and slightly edited copy of your draft, a copy of dedication of the City of New York made to Ted in the 611-page 1981-1982 Directory of Social and Health Agencies of New York City, along with a goodbye paragraph written by Bernard Schiffman, Executive Director of the Community Council. I think Bernie caught a quality of Ted that was just right and said it well. You were brave to take on the chore of writing a Thackeray history. I'm sure there are days that you wonder why you volunteered for such an undertaking. Everyone is grateful to you for your enterprise and generosity, I can assure you. And that's it. Write me a